I am Dmitry Soshnikov from Microsoft, and in this module we'll cover developing VR applications using Fibrum SDK. Fibrum is a company that produces such wonderful VR helmets as this one, and they also have the SDK which you can use to develop your applications for Windows platform. Fibrum SDK is in fact quite similar to ELPS VR, which we have seen in the previous module. It also consists of one prefab, which you can import and put in your scene, and it takes care of all the VR functionality, including stereoscopic imaging and head tracking. However, in addition to this, Fibrum SDK supports many other very useful features, such as gamepad support. You can easily attach gamepads and Bluetooth joysticks to your mobile phone and use them in your application. Also, it supports very cool functionality of creating graphical user interfaces inside your virtual reality application. It also has a very good automatic drift compensation, which makes the movements of your head much more smooth and which can compensate the errors which accumulate in the sensors. Fibrum SDK supports all three major platforms, including Windows, and thus it is very useful for creating your VR applications. And in this module, we'll show you all the functionality of this wonderful toolkit. So let's see how to integrate Fibrum SDK into Unity project. In this sample project, we have the scene and the normal main camera, which shows the viewport into our game. If we want to add virtual reality support, we delete the normal camera and replace it with a prefab VR camera from the Fibrum SDK. And you can see that we immediately get the two stereoscopic images. And also we have the shader to do the barrel distortion correction. Yeah, if we start the game, we can see that we can use mouse directly to simulate the head movement. And this is called Mouse Look, and it allows us to test how VR project looks directly in Unity without exiting it. We can also adjust this mouse sensitivity. If we want, for example, mouse to be more sensitive, then we just change it to a larger value, and you can see the smaller mouse movements cause bigger movements of the head. There are other settings for VR camera. For example, we can put this checkbox if good FPS, so do lens correction. If we uncheck it, then it will disable lens correction if the FPS of the game fall below a certain limit, below 30 FPS. Use anti-drift allows us to compensate for the sensor drift. And also for this compensation, we can choose to use compass to do even better drift correction. The next setting, blade-fed texture, allows us to select an arbitrary image. And when starting the game, it will not start directly from VR mode. It will fade away from the image that we have selected, which would cause the slower start into the virtual reality. In addition to the basic functionality provided by VR camera control, Fibrum SDK also supports joysticks, gamepads, and other input devices. The problem with supporting such devices in Unity is that Unity only supports devices for Android, and devices with Windows Phone and iPhone are not so well supported out of the box. And that is the reason the Fibrum SDK has its own support for input devices. In fact, the support for input devices is quite simple. You use Fibrum input, and then you can incorporate this functionality into your application. Let's see how it works. Let's have a look how joysticks and gamepads are integrated into Fibrum SDK. You can see in this already made example, in the game, we have the special button for joystick calibration. If we look at this button, we are able to perform the joystick calibration to select axes and different buttons. And this allows us to perform calibration of the joystick, and all preferences are then stored in the user prefs, so that the next time we start the game, we do not need to perform a separate calibration. All elements of the interface here, including the images for the buttons, are highly customizable. So let's see how this customization can be done. if we look at the project structure, you can see that VR camera contains different fields. For example, we can choose which controls for the joystick we need to set up, and the order of the elements which are presented to the user. Then we can we are able to choose the different images. For example, the image for the axis calibration and image for calibration of different buttons. And there are very many different types of buttons available for us to use. And you can add additional components if needed. Let's see how can we create a user interface using Unity and Fibrom SDK. Let's start with the example. In this example, you can see the user interface created using Canvas and UI controls, which are supported in Unity 4.6 and above. If we start this scene in VR mode, you can see that user is presented with a familiar concept of user interface, and you can control the different parts of the interface by looking at them. For example, if you look at the control, you see that the timer appears, and when the timer is done, when it fires, it emulates mouse click. In this way, you can support any arbitrary Unity controls without need to adjust them specifically to VR. Now let's see how can we create this functionality by starting the scene from scratch. We'll create a new scene at the VR camera, and then we'll create the canvas. This canvas would be used for placing all the UI controls. We need to change the coordinates to the world space coordinates for the panel so that it does not relate to the camera, and we'll adjust the position of the canvas to coincide with our camera. And of course, we'll adjust the size according to the requirements of the game. Then we'll create a panel on our canvas. And it's quite important to create a panel and place all UI controls on top of it, because the user in this case would see the familiar abstraction of the user interface. And also the mouse pointer would be visible only when the mouse is above certain UI elements, and it would make it always visible for the user. Now, to see the example, we'll add a button to this panel, because the button is the simplest user control. We'll resize it to fit the size of our panel. And then let's see how it works. Now we cannot yet see the mouse pointer, but we can see that the timer functionality already works. And in fact, by looking at the button, we can press it. All the user interface is adjustable, so that we can change the appearance, for example, of the timer button. Let's see how can we do that. In the VR camera, there is the progress bar image. And if we choose the different image, you can see that the timer appears quite differently. This allows us to be quite flexible when customizing the user interface of our game. Also, we can change the time. For example, if we make the time 3 seconds instead of 1.2, this timer would take much longer to fire, which can be more suitable for elderly people, for example. Now let's see how can we emulate the mouse pointer. For this, we use the specific prefab called VR pointer, and just by placing it inside our panel, we can see that a user can now see the familiar mouse pointer when he hovers over some control. Probably you notice that in this example the mouse pointer looks a little bit big, and we can easily adjust its size so that it fits the dimensions of our game. So this is already better, but probably in our case we should make it even smaller. Let's try, and it looks like a perfect mouse pointer in our case. So that's a very simple way how we can create an arbitrary UI in the virtual reality. Now, in many cases, a person in the game is somehow disoriented, and to show him where the object is located, it's convenient to use a control called UI helper. Here we can specify an object that the helper should point to, and it will create this specific sign. Wherever we rotate our head, it will always point to the desired object. In this way, we can lead the user to easily find the place where user interface is located. And the only thing we need to do is to specify the target object. For example, if we choose different target objects, and this can be any object in Unity. In this case, the helper would target a different object. You can see it points now to this taller figure. One of the problems which we have mentioned earlier is the calculation of the parallax size of the distance between the eyes, which will be comfortable for the user. And that is quite important because users use the devices of different sizes. And Fibrium SDK has one of the advantages of using all those different size devices and automatically adjusting properties according to the device size. Now let's see how can we use Fibrium SDK to turn any Unity game into VR. We will start with the sample game for Young Game Makers Workshop created by Jason Walters. In this game you see as the endless shooter, where we have main character which flies around beautiful 3D world, and it can shoot certain objects that it can collect some good stones. To make it a VR game, the main thing we need to do is to replace the main camera with VR camera. And we'll just place the VR camera over the main one so that it retains the same coordinates. You can see that VR camera itself consists of two cameras, left and right camera, and in order to make this game look like original one, we just need to change the background of left and right cameras, and that's it. Now if we start the game in Unity, you can see that we have the stereoscopic image, and it already looks pretty much like a VR game. And now we are seeing it in Unity with mouse look, but if we put it on the phone and the phone inside the cardboard, we would be able to immerse in the virtual reality. However, in this sample, we can see the main character from the side. It's a third-party camera. To make it more like a VR game, what we need to do, we place the camera on the player object so that the coordinates of the player are the same as the coordinates of the camera. And this creates the first-person game mode. And now we are looking through the eyes of the main character. We can still use our head or the mouse to control the rotation. And it's now much more like a VR game. Now let's see how can we add controls to our game, and to add controls we want to use joystick. What we can do, we can open the scene from Fibrium SDK, which allows us to calibrate, to perform the joystick calibration, and we can use the UI to assign arbitrary buttons to our joystick. And once we do that, we'll save this calibration settings into Unity preferences. In order to use the joystick in our game, we would need to write some control code, which was shown on the slide, on the previous slide in the presentation, to control our character. It's a few lines of code where we can instantiate the joystick object and then handle the clicks of the buttons. So now, once we do that and once we perform calibration, we can see that our game is controllable using joystick, and it is turned into a real and quite enjoyable VR game. One more very useful functionality included with Fibrium SDK is the preloader. Preloader allows you to show the nice animation before the beginning of your game, which shows how to place the phone inside the virtual reality helmet. This scene shows the whole process, and also it shows the specific special calibration frame, which is useful to position the telephone correctly inside the helmet. In the prefab for this calibration video, you can choose any scene which would be started immediately after the video finishes. You just need to drag the desired scene into the prefab parameter. And now, when you start your game, you can see this calibration scene at first. You are able to position your phone correctly, and then your application will start. Using this preloader in the beginning of your game can greatly enhance the user experience of your application. So we suggest you use it in your projects.
So using Fibrium SDK, if you want to make your virtual reality game, you import Fibrium SDK plugin, then you can use VR camera as the main camera of your application. And this VR camera contains very many important settings, which we can use in your application. Fibrium SDK also supports input, and that's why you can develop quite complex VR applications with it, which supports complex user interactions. But still, you need to rethink how your game would be controlled in virtual reality. And that's something we'll be talking about in the next module. Thanks for staying with us, and I'm looking forward to meet you in the next module. Bye-bye.